We are on the record.
Good afternoon. My name is Marisha Childs. I am the hearings officer for this matter. My pronouns are she, her. We are here today, Tuesday, June 17th, 2025. The time is 3:02 p.m. We are here on a tow appeal hearing, cause number 1250104. This is a tow appeal hearing that was filed at the request of Olivia Zeiter. We're on Zoom. I see Liv Zeiter on screen. If you can, please unmute yourself and identify yourself for the record. State and spell first and last name and your pronouns, please.
Yes, Olivia Zeiter, OliviaZeiter. She, they.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Zeiter, for being here today. Let's see, the city is not present. Let me see, this is, yes, this was PBOT. Okay, let me see. I use the same online case filing system that's available to the parties. So I'm just looking to see if there is anything that has been uploaded that says that the parking enforcement officer would not be here today.
Okay.
And I don't see anything in comments. So if a party fails to show for the hearing, nobody automatically wins or automatically loses. We simply move forward with the hearing in their absence. Any evidence that that party, the absent party, has uploaded is simply read into the record as if they were providing oral testimony. So I am going to make a finding that the city received proper notice. I see in the hearing notice that was it won't open. Let me go back to it. The hearing notice. Was sent to the parties. Hearing notice. Exhibit 5 was sent to the parties June 6th. And that hearing notice was sent to the appellant as well as to PBOT at PBOT PE tow hearings info at portlandoregon.gov. So and it did not bounce back as if it was undeliverable. So I'm going to make a finding that the city has received proper notice of this hearing and is waiving their right to be present for this hearing. And so we'll move forward in their absence. This hearing is being audio recorded, although we're on Zoom and I can see your face. It's not the video that's being recorded, it's just the audio. The audio of these proceedings will be available on the city's website within the next 2 to 3 days after the conclusion of this hearing. Again, I'm a hearings officer. I work in the hearings office. The hearings office is charged with independently reviewing decisions of other city bureaus to make sure those decisions comply with the code. And in this case, that means reviewing the decision to tow your vehicle to make sure that decision complies with the code. The code limits my authority in these cases. I'm limited to deciding whether the tow is valid, invalid, or otherwise unjustified. The code requires that I find a tow valid if 2 requirements are met. 1, the procedural notice requirements have been satisfied, and 2, the person ordering the tow followed all relevant rules and procedures. If there was a parking citation that was issued in addition to the tow, the parking citation will not be addressed here today, and instead that would need to be addressed in Multnomah County Circuit Court. I don't know if you received a parking cite. Let me double check. You did receive a parking citation, and I would encourage you to appeal that parking citation. I always encourage people to appeal the parking citation. There's no reason not to. I mean, you're already here. So I recommend you do it. You have the best chance of getting financial relief if you appeal the parking citation. So I encourage you to do that. So just make sure you follow the instructions that tell you what are the timelines to appeal and make sure that you stay within those time frame, because if you miss that time frame, you don't get another bite at that apple. It's gone forever.
Okay.
Did you receive the statement of rights in this case, Ms. Zeiter?
I believe I did on the portal online.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yep. Do you have any questions about what you read?
No, not at this time.
Okay. Do you feel ready to move forward with the hearing?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So when I scroll through this case, I see that there are 12 exhibits that have been uploaded into this case. These 12 exhibits are documents that have been uploaded both by yourself as well as PBOT in support of each party's respective positions. And then there are some documents that the hearings office clerks upload, so that way we can kind of keep track of where this case is in the process. These 12 exhibits are not part of the record at this time, but I would like to make them part of the record by admitting exhibits 1 through 12 into the record. Do you have any objection to me admitting exhibits 1 through 12 into the record, Ms. Sider?
No.
Okay. In that case, I'm going to admit exhibits 1 through 12. And next, I'd like to get you sworn in and then get some testimony. If I can, please get you to raise your right hand. Aha, look at that. Looks like parking enforcement just now shows up. I don't know if they're connected to audio. Officer Jarmer, can you hear me?
Yes, I've been sitting and waiting in that room for about 3 or 4 minutes now.
Okay, glad you're here. Can you please state and spell your first and last name, pronouns, and the bureau you're with for the record, please?
First name is Joshua, last name's Jarmer, and that's Joshua Jarmer. I'm a parking code enforcement officer. I'm employed by the city of Portland, PBOT, and he and him.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Jarmer, it's very faint hearing you. If you could maybe just move closer to your microphone when you're speaking, I think that would really be helpful. Maybe the room is just really big and there's not enough bodies to absorb some of that sound, so it's kind of echoey. So can you just, when you speak again, if you can, just lean in close to your mic so that way I can hear you. Okay, we were just at the point of getting parties sworn in, so if I can get you both to raise your right hand. Perfect. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you provide today in this matter will be the truth and the whole truth? If that is so, say I do, Ms. Zider.
I do.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Jarmer.
I do.
Great. Oh, that's much better. I don't know what you did, but that was better. Okay. So, Ms. Zider, you are the moving party, so you can go first. You can just launch right into why you believe that this tow is invalid. And if you need me to put up any exhibits on screen, I'm happy to do that. If you need to refer to anything in your testimony, but whenever you're ready, I'm ready.
Yes. So I just recently moved to Northwest Portland. I live on Northwest Flanders Street. And when I moved here, I applied for the Zone M street parking permit. When applying for that permit and going through the paperwork online, I don't recall being given any training or examples of signs to be able to read to see where to park, only that I could park anywhere that listed Zone M parking as that, you know, zone. So I've always looked for the signs that say Zone M parking. When I parked in this spot where I was towed from, I had come home from work on, let's see, late at night, so I guess really early in the morning of June the 2nd, and so it was after midnight, I believe it was almost 1 a.m. So I parked my car there on Northwest Flanders Street, just down the street from my apartment. The next time I came out to get to my car was when I was trying to go to work at 3 p.m. on June 2nd, and my car was gone. So I immediately looked up online Portland towed cars, found that it had been towed. Where I had parked, I now understand I found a different Portland Bureau of Transportation employee on the street actually the next day while I was walking my dog, and I asked her if I could ask her a question about the sign. The sign itself reads no parking during reserved hours, and then at the bottom, pay to park all other metered hours except by Zone M permit. There was a lot of text on there, so there was all hours Monday through Friday through June 5th. I got out of the car at 1 a.m., read that sign, saw that it said except by Zone M permit, and believed that to mean that I could park there because I do have a Zone M permit. I came back to my car about 14 hours after leaving it there, and it was gone. There was a citation that had been left there that I received once I picked my car up from the tow lot. The issued time on it is 12:30 p.m., and then I believe that my car was towed at about 1:40 p.m., so the citation had been on there for 1 hour. I did not walk to my car during that time to see that there was any citation on there, so I didn't know that it was going to be towed.
Can you tell me again when you parked your car? Did you say you parked it on the 1st?
So it was like I got home from work from a shift on the 1st, but it was late that night. So it was technically early hours of the morning on June 2nd.
Okay.
So it was 1 a.m. on June 2nd.
Did you, and when you got out of your car, did you not see this sign?
I did see the sign, but I saw the bottom of it says, except by Zone M permit. So I believed that to mean that because I have a Zone M permit that I was able to park there.
Oh, not that it meant, it said pay to park all other metered hours except by Zone M. So I guess, I totally understand the confusion.
Yeah.
I can see why you would.
Yeah.
I can see why you would think that.
Exactly. That and I, like I said, I just got this parking permit, so I'm still learning all the signs and which streets I can and can't park on. I was aware that I can't park on 23rd or 21st. I always try to park on the cross streets where it says Zone M permit. But yeah, I would never intentionally park somewhere that I would believe I'm not supposed to, or where I might receive a citation or have my car towed. Of course, nobody wants to deal with that. But yeah, I saw the bottom of it saying except by Zone M permit and believed that I could park there with my Zone M permit.
Yeah. Because you were accepted. I get it. Okay. I get that. Thank you for that. That makes sense. Officer Jarmer, please tell me why you towed this vehicle, or please tell me why this tow is valid.
Yes. My name is Joshua Jarmer. I'm so employed by the City of Portland as a parking code enforcement officer. I was so employed on the date of June 2nd, 2025, when on Complaints Beat West, at 12.04 p.m., I was dispatched a service request, number 96, for a white Subaru with Oregon plate 914 Paul Nora Alpha. Location was 2250 Northwest Flanders Street. At this time, I was also relayed the installation date and time, which was January 23rd, 2025 at 4.54 p.m. When reserve zones are installed, if they're in the meter district, we have an officer who installs them, the devices, so we know that the spaces are marked properly. I arrived at the location stated above and witnessed the vehicle in the SR sitting in a reserve zone. I issued citation Henry Alpha 37470608. Since the company needed that space, I also called in for the vehicle to be towed. I don't know if you want to pull up the photos or not now, but as you can see from my photos, the vehicle is clearly in the zone. You can also see that I took a close-up picture of the signs, one behind the vehicle and one in the front of the vehicle. As you can see, the sign clearly states the reserved hours and days, all hours Monday through Friday, 1:23:25 through 6:05:25. If you look towards the bottom of the sign, you can read the pay to park all other metered hours except by Zone M permit. Zone M is a unique APP. It is in the meter district and allows for people who live there to park in a metered space for longer than the 4 hours allowed if you were to pay the meter. Thus, the statement at the bottom of the sign. So what I might add to this is when we have a sign like this, the reason why it says pay to park all other metered hours is because Saturday and Sunday, this isn't a reserve zone. It's pay to park time or a Zone M permit parking time. But I can see the confusion and I understand it, but unfortunately what the citizen has to do is read the whole sign, look at it, and see that Saturday and Sunday are the only days that are not reserved. So then that's where the pay to park all other metered hours except by Zone M permit comes in. So for instance, if this reserve zone was all hours, all days, it wouldn't have that pay to park all other meter hours except by Zone M permit because they couldn't park there by Zone M permit or pay on any given day on those reserved days. So unfortunately, this is a valid tow. Thank you for your time.
All right. Thank you for that, Officer Jarmer. All right, Ms. Zeider, are you able to see these images that are on the screen?
Yes, I can.
All right. Is your vehicle still in storage?
No, I went and paid to get it out that very day because I had to get to work. So when I walked to find my car and realized it had been towed, I immediately walked to the tow lot. I paid the $264 amount to get it out of the tow lot and then drove to work, arriving at work an hour late that day, unfortunately. But no, I do have the car back in my possession. It's currently parked validly on my street within the allowed zone now that I understand the signs better.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad you're able to get your vehicle out of storage. I do find that the tow is validly authorized. So what happens next is I write an order that analyzes the law with the facts, which is that what we were just looking at in these images and the code that explains the rules of what a Zone M permit does for you. A Zone M permit only buys you time. That is it. That's it. It doesn't get you anything else. So it just allows you time, more time to park in a spot that someone else who doesn't have a Zone M permit would have to pay to park. It doesn't allow you, it doesn't provide you any other privileges for having it. So you could not park in a no parking zone and say, well, I have a Zone M permit, so therefore it's A-okay. And I'm not suggesting that that is what has happened. I don't even fault you if you did. You do whatever floats your boat. That's totally fine. I'm just saying that that's the only thing it gets you, just more time. So since the sign was posted and the parking restriction was posted and there was proper notice that was provided, it looks like the sign has been up there for a little while. I see that the date was from January 23rd, 2025 to 6/5/2025. So there was plenty of notice that the sign had been up. You acknowledged that you had seen the sign, you read it. You misinterpreted what the sign read. Again, I think we can all understand how that misinterpretation comes into play, albeit it was still a validly authorized tow. So the order that will come to you will explain these same things. That order will be sent to you via email the same way you receive notice of this hearing, and it will also explain any appeal rights if you seek to appeal. Do you have any questions about anything I have said, Ms. Zider?
I would just like to ask, now that you've found the tow valid, like you said, I could hypothetically dispute the citation that I received that I have here. Do you think that would go anywhere? Do you think that, okay, so I could still dispute this and potentially get that waived?
I don't know about all that, but yes, you see a thumbs up. I say do it.
Okay.
Absolutely do it. Do it. Do it. Appeal, not hypothetically, really, do okay. It. Appeal your parking citation. Officer Jarmer will be there, and it looks like he's giving the thumbs up, so that means he's likely willing to work with you. So that's a positive. So, do you have any other questions?
Just that, as far as it sounds like, there's nothing I can do about that $264 that I paid to get my car back, right?
No, there is nothing I can do about that. But again, it really is quite a benefit that you were able to get it so quickly.
Yeah.
That is very rare. You are one of the first persons I have heard to say, I walked to the tow place, got my car out that day and drove off and still went to work. That's amazing. So no, the storage tow and storage charges are set like every year. I have nothing to do with the charges, so I can't waive those. I would only be able to waive it if the tow was invalid, and because it's not invalid, you have to pay it.
Understood.
Okay. All right. Thank you both for being here today. And if there's nothing additional, I'm going to go off the record.
Okay.